But then something happened in Washington, and you've alluded to it, that would benefit the Pensacola Project, and that is the President Franklin Roosevelt proposed the Tennessee Valley Authority Act in May of 1933. Yeah. And what did that act call for?
Well, it called for the development of a hydroelectric dam, the first, and it set precedent.
So then if the federal government would help water power in the Tennessee River area, why wouldn't they do it in other areas of the country as well? So that was a big boon for us.
Well, that was a breakthrough, yes.
Well, there is a point then when members of our state's Washington delegation, Senators Joss Lee, Elmer Thomas, and Wesley Disney, asked President Roosevelt for funding of a survey through the War Department in a meeting in July of 1935, but no action took place. But then in 1936, something did happen when President Roosevelt traveled to Texas.
Yes, he went to Texas to a rally, and on his return, returned on the Katy line up through northeast Oklahoma. The Veneta town fathers had passed some ordinance that all sitting presidents must stop in Veneta on their way through, which, of course, he didn't have to do that, but he honored it and did spend about 10 or 15 minutes on the platform, and he was informed of the potential of the Pensacola Project. From there on, it began to catch fire.
They say a crowd of about 5,000 gathered there at the MKT station in Veneta. Can you imagine how excited everybody was June 13th, 1936?
I can't even imagine there were 5,000 people in the region that could get there. But
Mrs. Roosevelt was with him on the train.
Yes.
In fact, I guess somebody snuck a string of catfish up to them.
Well, there are all kinds of stories about what did or didn't happen then.
So then, is it true that George Schaefer, owner of the office supply store, shouts from the crowd to the president, "Mr. President, you're now within 12 miles of the site of the proposed Grand River Dam, and we want it built."
Yes, he initiated that conversation after Roosevelt had made a few remarks. It caught Roosevelt's attention, and he followed up and said that if it's possible, we'll see that it gets done.
So that was a key part of this whole story.
Well, absolutely. I mean, if Roosevelt hadn't come through on the Katy Railroad, the prospects of building it would be very slim, because you consider how close the dam was finished the time that the Second World War began. Had it been delayed another couple of years, the war would have started, and all the resources that ordinarily government might have spent on infrastructure would have gone to the military. So there's a very good possibility, if George hadn't shouted out, that the timing wouldn't have worked out.
I'm jumping ahead of ourselves, but the power from the dam was used in the war effort.
That's true. As a matter of fact, it was off limits to the public during the war, and the government actually took the dam over and returned it in 1945.